You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet, where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with the series, Are You a Practicing Communist? I want to get into the eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto today. It says, equal liability of all to labor, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Well, how many have listened to different presidents at volunteer summits, especially like when Clinton said to be a good citizen, you had to get a job and pay taxes? Well, every president we've had since at least 1913 has espoused that viewpoint. What about workfare bills? Where to get money from the government, you have to go to work. I'm not saying that the idea of working is wrong, but the government implementing it so that you have to work on their terms is wrong. And the government giving free handouts to people to lure them into government handouts, to sign an adhesion contract with them and apply for a government handout, that's wrong. Of course, they're going to require a Social Security number, filling out your 1040 every April, reporting on every single thing you've done. When you look at history, we've got things like the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, a lot of the stuff up around like Big Ridge in East Tennessee that was built by that, the WPA, the Works Project Administration, and today we've got the AmeriCorps. All of this is to suck people in to joining up with the government, giving up their rights to get somewhat of a handout, and then signing your adhesion contracts, getting your Social Security numbers, registering your children, getting your birth certificate so they can, just like, you know, somebody, my wife used to breed dogs. Well, she'd go out and register her dogs. It showed that, you know, she was the owner. She had this pedigree on them, and they were her property. Well, that's what the government is doing to us. In Deuteronomy 24:14 through 15, it says, thou shalt not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of the strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. At his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down on it, for he is poor and sitteth his heart upon it. Lest he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be sin unto thee. Now let's see, it's simple, straightforward, no hidden catches. God says, pay him what's due, don't let the sun go down on it. And the government has got us all as slaves and servants, serfs on the land, and they regulate it. They got EPA and OSHA and all of these agencies tell us what we have to do, what we have to wear, glasses, shoes, whatever it is, complete regulation, complete control, and there's penalties that come with violating what God says. So, yes, we are practicing the eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto, and it's a real shame, because most people don't know that they're practicing communists, that they're for communism, and they think that they reject it. Of course, there are people out there now voting for Bernie Sanders and AOC and communist-type socialization. We'll continue on with this. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.